欢迎进入常春藤生活英语。我们提供您新鲜的流行新知，实用的生活绘画，丰富的旅游介绍，详尽的全民英检。现在就让我们一同体验常春藤生活英语的魔法世界吧。
Hi, and welcome to Enjoy English. Today is Saturday, August 2nd. Ah, Saturdays. A great day to go swimming, a great day to go to the beach.
A great day to go to school and listen to English.
Yeah, or a great day to listen to us on the radio.
Isn't it fun? We're fun.
We are.
Okay, 所以我们星期六的时候大家都是一个很好出游的时间了，我们可以去这个海边或者去做一下听我们的节目都是非常棒的 Okay.
Today's lesson is our composition lesson, and it's kind of a little story written by a person, what we call in the first person.
Oh, first person, 第一人称
Yeah, they're writing about their own experience. And the article today is called Cheering for the Team.
Okay, so 我们今天的主题是 Cheering for the Team, 为谁来加油 Cheer for somebody. Okay, 那我们知道有一种这种拉拉队叫做什么呢
Cheerleader.
对 Cheerleader. Is the only one, the captain of that called cheerleader, or all of them are cheerleaders?
Well, they're all cheerleaders.
Because as a group, they lead the cheers of the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, so 我们的啦啦队就是整体每个人都是 cheerleader. What about the...
Do you know in the 1920s, the cheerleading teams were all guys?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's only they started to become girls in like 1950, 1960. But in the 20s, cheerleader teams were...guys, and they would lead the crowds and cheers. It was a 1920s invention.
Okay, 1920年代那个时候的这个啦啦队大部分都还都是男生啦。直到560年代这时候才开始有女生这样子。那说不定我改天我也可以去跳啦啦队这样。
I think you'd make a great cheerleader.
Okay.
One of my favorite cheers, in high school from the cheerleaders was actually not a very nice cheer.
Oh?
They would say, U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly. Whoa, whoa, you ugly.
Oh, that one was common in my city, too.
You ugly.
Yeah, they would say that to the other team.
Oh, you won't get the alibi.
You ain't got no alibi.
Oh. It means you've got no excuse for being so ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, 你没有这个理由。
Which is really insulting.
It's really not nice, but...It was kind of funny, you know, being a high school kid, it was kind of funny to hear.
That's a very 80s cheer.
Yeah, it was.
非常80年代的这种口号了。你很丑,丑到这个,你没有理由这么丑。
Yeah.
But today, we're not going to be that mean.
Oh, certainly not.
But before we go into the article, let's look at...
Building your vocabulary.
Number one, cheer. Cheer.
欢呼,喝彩。
Everyone cheered as the band went on stage.
Number two. Close. Close.
势均力敌的,几乎平手的。
The election results were closer than anyone thought they would be.
Number three. Tie. Tie.
与什么打成平手?
Luke and Stella tied for second place in the singing contest.
Number four. Eagerly. Eagerly.
热切地,渴望地。
This sentence I don't like so much.
Because
Vincent is eagerly looking for a girlfriend.
So why don't you like this sentence?
It sounds like Vincent is desperate.
Some people are.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't be?
No, you shouldn't be.
You should just take what life hands you.
Yeah, 顺其自然。
我们刚听到有一个形容词 desperate, 我们可以拼一遍吗?
D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E. D-E-S-P-E-R-A-T-E.
Okay, 这个就是很急迫很急切的。
Yeah.
有一部片叫一个影集叫 Desperate Housewives.Okay,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're desperate because they're trapped in their houses.
因为他们被困在家里面整天都在做家事这种家庭主妇所以叫 desperate Housewives.
That show is quite popular in Taiwan right now.
But it's really a mean-spirited program.
I think so, too. I don't think they're nice people.
They're really not. And I don't know why people find that so interesting. I watched season one on DVD, and afterwards I was like, eh.
Yeah.
Mean-spirited, 就是他们这种都是很粗俗卑鄙的这样子。
Yeah.
It sounds like they all need a hug.
At least.
Okay, 他们需要我们的需要一些拥抱了。
And that is number five in building your vocabulary. Such a clever bee.
Yeah. Okay, 所以这个就是拥抱用到我们下一个字了。
Hug, hug.
拥抱。
Andy hugged her doll tightly to her chest.
And I'm not going to talk about hug because I think most of the students, this is probably a very easy word to understand. However, I really like this name,
Andy,
but spelled with an I-E for a girl instead of a Y. I really like this name for a girl. It's kind of cool.
So do you like Sam?Like Samantha, Sam, for girls, too?
Not so much.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't know. I was just thinking, you seem to like names that could be used for both a boy and a girl. And so,
it really
Samantha,
depends.
Sam, Chris,
Chris
Pat.
Is boring.
好、yeah. 所以呢我们这边主要是讲说这个 Andy 在这边是女生的拼法男生的话是后面是 Y-A-N-D-Y.
Yeah, you just don't hear this name often for a girl, so I thought it was kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
Andy Dowell or whatever that actress is?
Andy McDowell.
McDowell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that. That's a long, long subject. Long story. We also have one phrase for learning. It is root for. Root for.
为某人加油
Danny and I are rooting for different players.So we fought. We slapped each other and psh.
Ugh.
We also have two extra words. Number one.
Championships. Championships.
冠军赛锦标赛
And number two is inning. Inning.
棒垒球中的一局
Okay. Let us go into the first paragraph of cheering for the team.
One evening, many friends came over to my house to watch an important baseball game. It was the last game of the championships, and we were all rooting for the Elephants. Everyone was cheering and shouting throughout the close game. After 8.5 innings, the scores were still tied at 2-2.
So one evening...Many friends came over to my house to watch an important baseball game. One evening, one night, many friends, a lot of my friends came over to my house to watch on TV, because we're not having the baseball game in my house. So they're watching it on TV, and they say it's an important baseball game. So it's probably some sort ofIt's either two teams that are really big rivals, you know, that everybody wants to see one team win or one team lose, or as we find out later, it's a big championship game. Who's going to win the championships for all of Taiwan or Asia?
Mm-hmm. 我们刚听到一个是 rival. Rival 这个字怎么拼呢
R-I-V-A-L.R-I-V-A-L, rival.
And there's another word, arch rival. Arch or arc?
Arch.
Arch rival.
A-R-C-H, you add arch to rival. That's kind of a hard word.
Kind of a hard word. It means for a long time, right?
It means the most, biggest, your biggest enemy.
就是长久以来的宿敌。Yep. Okay, 这个敌人就是 rival. 我们前面加一个 A-R-C-H, arch rival 变成意思就是说长久以来的敌人了。某个晚上，许多朋友来到我家看这个很重要的一场棒球赛。
It, meaning the baseball game, was the last game of the championships. Now, championships is number one in our extra words, So it was the last game, therefore the most important or the final deciding game of the championships. And we were all rooting for the elephants. Rooting for is our phrase for learning, and so we're clearly elephants fans.
We're cheering for the elephants.
OK, 所以这是那个冠军赛里面最后的一场，然后呢，我们都为这个象队加油。
Everyone was cheering. Everyone was jumping up and down and shouting. Cheering, it comes from cheer, that is word number one in building your vocabulary. So they were cheering, woohoo, and shouting, go elephants, throughout the close game. The close game. That close is word number two in building your vocabulary, so...The scores of the game, you know, were very close.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was 2 points to 3 points or 12 points to 13. And so anybody could win. It was a close game.
Okay, 所以每个人都在为他们欢呼啦，然后呢，为他们这个呐喊，而且是 throughout, 就是整个啊，整个下来都一直在做这个动作。所以就是整个的非常这个紧密的比赛，就是说很比数很接近的比赛啦。
After 8.5 innings, so 8.5 innings have gone by already. Innings is number 2 in our extra words. It means the game is just about to end. The scores were still tied at 2-2. Now, tied is number 3 in building our vocabulary, tied being the past tense of tie. And, that's a pretty exciting game. We're in the bottom half of the ninth inning.
Yep. Baseball, for most of our students, I'm sure they know, has 9 innings. If they are in the 8.5, you know, halfway through the ninth inning, Angela just used a very cool word that we hear in sports a lot. They are in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Okay, 在 in the bottom of the ninth inning, 就在九局的下半了。
Yep, almost finished.
好，所以呢，这边就讲说，在这个八局，然后又二分之一，就是说在九局下半的时候呢，这个分数被这个2-2平手。OK， 我们讲的这个分数啊 ，score， 那 the final score 就是最终的比数了。
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.All right, let's look at paragraphs 2 and 3.
My friends and I were really nervous because we eagerly wanted the elephants to win. All eyes were on the TV when suddenly the screen became black. My TV broke at the most exciting moment of the game. Because there was only one TV in my house,I quickly took out my radio and tried to find the baseball station. As soon as I did, we heard, They won! They won! The elephants won 3-2. We were so happy that some of us even hugged each other.
Oh, my goodness, that's really happy.
That's exciting.
I'm being a little sarcastic.
Well, okay. Some people actually do hug each other when their sports teams win.
Most people do.
Right.
I'm being sarcastic because they say, we were so happy that some of us even hugged. You know, it's kind of like it's a big thing.
Oh.
Which in Taiwan,
it really
where
is.
People don't, you know, not usually in public, they don't really have a lot of close body contact. Whereas in the States, you know, the whole football team will get together andWe'll grab each other and, you
jump
know,
on top of each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, jump on top of each other, slap each other's butt, you know.
Not face.
Punch each other. No, you.
Slap each other. No, that's when they lose.
Oh. Yeah. So, sentence number one. My friends and I were really nervous. My friends and I were really nervous. We were worried. Why?Because we eagerly wanted the elephants to win. Eagerly is word number 4 in our extra words. Now, you know, you can eagerly do something like, oh, I am very eager to help you, you know, move to a new house, Angela, because, because Angela said she would cook me an awesome Angela dinner after.
Oh.
You know, so I would be very eager to help her.
Little did he know, I was lying.
Little did he know.
So she ordered takeout, which was okay.
Mm.
But to eagerly want someone to win, this is okay, but I probably wouldn't say this. Oh, I eagerly want them to win.
I would say really.
Yeah, I really, really want them to win.
Or I would say, I'll die if they can't win or if they don't win.
I would die.
Yeah, because okay. I'm kind of a drama queen around sports.
Oh, okay. 好，所以呢，我们刚听到说这一个啊、eager. Have you finished? Not yet.
Go ahead.
Okay, 所以我们刚刚先提到这个 eagerly 是从 eager 这个形容词来的。那刚刚提到一个片语叫 be eager to do something, 就是我极渴望要做什么事情。
嗯、
那刚刚 Angela 老师啊、讲的就是说 I would die if they could win. 我真的是啊、是如果他们
No, I would die if they don't win.
If they don't win,
yeah.
Oh, 如果他们没有赢的话，我就会死掉，就是
Because they're her favorite team.
对，他这个比较戏剧化的说法了。
All eyes, everybody's eyes, were on the TV. Now, were the eyes literally piled on top of the TV?
All the eyes were stuck on the TV? That sounds like a scary movie.
Also, if we were right next to the TV, my mom would come in and say, Get away from the TV, you're ruining your eyes.No, what it meant is everybody was looking at the TV without looking away.
Mm-hmm.
So all eyes were on the TV when suddenly...
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh my goodness. The screen became black. So if the screen becomes black, it means that the picture broke or the machine broke.
The TV went off.
And just at that moment...
嗯 ，OK， 所以我们这边就看到所有的眼睛都在电视上。这边意思就是说都在盯着眼啊电视看了。我们有一个字叫做 glue， can we use glue in this
yep.
case？
Yeah， all eyes were glued to the screen.
Oh， all our eyes were glued
to the screen or glued to the TV。
对 ，OK， 就是被这个 glue 本来是胶水，这个用来动词的话就是啊你一直盯着某个地方看这样子。
But you don't need to say all our eyes.
Oh,
just
all eyes.
All eyes.
嗯 ，all eyes. 所有的眼睛都被这样盯在电视上，被粘在电视机上，这样子戏剧的说法啦。OK， 然后呢，啊，当突然一间啊 ，out of a sudden, suddenly, OK， 荧幕突然变黑了，就是说这个 TV 啊 goes off， 就是说 TV 坏掉了。
My TV broke at the most exciting moment of the game. So.We're in the bottom half or the last part of the ninth inning. The score is tied 2-2. It's almost the end of the game. It's really exciting. And my TV broke at that exact moment.
What bad luck.
I'm so depressed.
Okay, 所以这个 depressed 就是很沮丧的意思啦。嗯、我的
忧郁也可以当忧郁。
嗯，很忧郁、yeah. 啊，它的有一个名词叫 depression， 就是忧郁症啦、嗯。Okay, 所以我的电视机居然在那个最精彩、最令人兴奋的时刻啊，然后坏掉了。嗯，真的令人忧郁啊。
Because there was only one TV in my house, so my house only had one TV.I quickly took out my radio and tried to find the baseball station. So I twisted the dial back and forth and tried to find where it was. I tried to tune in.
Okay, 所以这边讲到说因为呢电视这个我的家里面电视只有这一个 only one TV, 我只有一台电视机啦。所以呢我很快的把我的收音机给拿出来 took out, 啊这个就是 take out。啊的过去式他把它拿出来并且试着去找到他那个啊棒球的频道了啊锁定那个频道叫 tune in to 某个频道这样子。
Now, you know, a few years ago, maybe even just as little as 10 years ago for many people, this sentence might sound funny because there was only one TV in my house.、
Mm.
You know,
when I was growing up,If somebody had a TV, you were like, wow, they've got a TV. Yeah, we were in kind of a poor neighborhood.
Oh.
And later on in the 80s, when everybody had a TV, a friend of mine who was better off got a TV just for her in her room. And I couldn't imagine anything more luxurious than your very own TV that you didn't have to share.
Yeah, when I was little, we had a TV in the living room. And then when we moved to another house, we had a basement with a really nice living room. And my dad bought a used TV to put in the basement. And I thought, wow, we have two TVs. We're rich.
Well, yeah.
When I was little, that's how, that's what I thought.
And now people have TVs in their kitchen.
Okay, 所以呢，我们刚刚讲到有很多啊，在以前那个时代，当然一台电视是很可，是很正常的啦。现在就很多了。Okay.
Next sentence. As soon as I did, as soon as I tuned in my radio to the baseball station, we heard the DJ or the announcer say, "They won! They won!" The Elephants won 3-2. So this is probably, they've said it twice. They're probably excited and they're shouting, They won! They won! The Elephants won 3-2! So the Elephants won the game by 1 point.
Okay. So by 1 point, 以一分之差赢了比赛。所以这边讲到一开始说 as soon as, 就是一怎样就怎样。哎，我一啊，锁定了这一个频道之后呢，我们刚刚讲 tune in to T-U-N-E 那个 tune， 然后呢，我们就听到了说，哎，他们赢了，他们赢了。这时候应该是播报员在讲了 ，announcer，OK，、okay, 这个播报员宣布者 ，OK， 然后他就说，这个象队呢以3-2的比数赢得了这个比赛。
We were so happy, we were that happy that some of us even hugged each other.Now, hugged is number 5 in building your vocabulary, and it just meant that people got so excited, and they were like, wow, come here, hug me, ah!
Okay, 好，所以呢，接下来他就说到了，我们好高兴啊，所以 so that 的句型，好高兴，高兴到怎样呢？我们当中的一些甚至彼此的拥抱啦。
So what was the game in your life that you were most excited about?
Computer games. No, just kidding.
Oh, you're not a sports fan.
I played football in high school. And
water boy?
Ha 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 ha.
You play water boy.
I'm going to dump some water on your head. Actually, I played defensive tackle and offensive guard. So you better watch it,
Frank.
He was
both defensive and offensive.
Oh. Yes.
The man knows
to... Don't tackle me.
He knows how to offend.
And I also wrestled in high school.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I was a wrestler.
Okay.
It's not the wrestling that you see on TV where they throw chairs at each other.
I was going to say, what was your costume?
No, it's not that kind of wrestling. It was real wrestling. What you see on TV is a wrestling
show.
Soap opera.
Oh, soap opera.
Yeah.
And it's all fake.
Most of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 我们这边讲到这个 Steve 以前是这个打这个美式足球的、还有呢也是摔角选手啦。Okay.
And that's it?
And the very, oh, he's a strong guy.
I think I scared Frank.
Frank's like, I'm not saying nothing now.
Yeah.
He might But tackle me.
I won't push him around.
You can't.
But, you know, to watch the sports on TV, I don't get really excited about that. I would, sometimes, if there is a championship game, I do enjoy watching basketball or baseball.
Yeah.
But to just watch it every day, or I work too much. I don't do that. But, it is Saturday and we're going to go out and enjoy our wonderful day. So y'all have a great day. I'm Steve.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Frank.
Bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源。最齐全的英语学习教材，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多的超优好康，常春藤网络书店欢迎您。